Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Richard in regards to a number of things, and I know we had three or four questions. So, Richard, you still with us on you want to have some more questions?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
This next one involves the ajuga plant. On the north side of my house, I have a planting, a foundation planting of a series of azaleas, which are doing very, very well in that location. There's also a planting of ajuga that is spreading. As you know, that's a pretty aggressive plant.
Yeah.
That plant is spreading underneath the azaleas. My question to you is that a problem for the azaleas? I kind of like it for a couple of reasons, if I can just explain that to you.
Yeah.
In the past, what I've used as a mulch around the base of those plants were ground up oak leaves.
Okay.
Unfortunately, that introduced various fungal growths on the plants, and I struggled for a couple of years getting azaleas and other plants to grow in that area. So finally, I just removed all of it. And now that that ajuga is spreading underneath it, it's retaining the moisture well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not having the introduction of fungus, and the plants are doing well. My question is, as it continues to progress and surrounds the plants, will that be a problem?
So I don't think it'll be a major problem, because what I think would be the one of the best ways to kind of go about it would be to pull some of the ajuga away from the main plants so it doesn't, like, kind of surround the main trunk. And not that that's going to suffocate it, but what it does is it allows some air to the rest of the plant so it can kind of breathe. Right, and that's what we're really trying to get the plant to do. Now, leaving the ajuga there is going to be fine. Honestly,
okay.
it's not going to affect the plant. What I would like to see you do, like I said, is just remove some that are really close to the main stem of the plant. So that way, it's because same thing with mulch, right? When we put mulch down, we want to keep it away from the trunk. Pull it away so that it's not sitting right on the top. That's what we're trying to do with the Ajuga. We're trying to keep it away from there and kind of, since you've created like its own mulching system, keep it away from the main trunk. So I think you're going to be fine. Just do those few things.
Okay. I suspect that that'll make it a little bit easier to fertilize the plants, which I'm pretty careful about doing as well.
Yep.
The next question that I have is related to Pachycandra.
Okay.
I don't know if in discussion with other callers, anyone's brought up any issues around Pachycandra, but I have a large bed of Pachycandra that has been thriving over the years. But last summer, I just lost two sections that just died off. And I'm not sure why. I don't know if anyone else has experienced that, because that's a pretty, pretty strong and hardy plant.
So it is, but one of the things we got to look at with it is that the root system is shallow, right? So in drought seasons where we have major issues, the roots aren't as protected as plants with deeper root systems. So that's what I would say is the major contributing factor for it. It's because, are there like trees around it as well? Is it probably in a shady area?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and so our fully mature trees and shrubs this past year that normally don't pull up as much moisture or as much water, last year were pulling up as much as it could to stay and to survive, right? So that, I would think, was the major cause of a lot of dieback, because, again, it has a very shallow root system, whereas most shrubs and trees are deeper, so they can search for food and water, whereas the Pachycandra couldn't. So I think it's just the nature of the beast from having a drought last year.
Well, that makes sense, and that's good news. Manageable.
Definitely,
that's manageable. The last question that I have has to do with leaf spot on mountain laurel. Okay. I have mountain laurel, again, that's 20, 25 years old, that have been thriving. And again, I'm coming back to the problem created by using ground-up oak leaves as a mulch. I began using that several years ago underneath the plantings, and in this case, the mountain laurel. And the following year, I developed this this fungus growth on the plant. The leaves developed with these dark spots, eventually turned yellow and fell off.
Mm-hmm.
And that has been a problem that I haven't been able to overcome. I pruned out all of the dead branches of these plants that I have and did some cutback on them.
Okay.
But I'm still dealing with that. I have been using a Monterey spray on it, but I haven't gotten really control of the problem because the leaf spot is continuing. I don't know if you have any suggestions in terms of managing that issue.
Well, so the spring is the best time to manage that type of problem, right? Because with the new leaves forming, you know, any of the new leaves forming, it's going to help, it'll absorb into the plant. So the product that I have always used is something along the lines of like an infuse from Bonide, right? I'm not sure what you're using from Monterey. As long as it's a fungicide, you should be all right to do it, but this is one that we need to do multiple times. It's not just a one and done, right? The right. infuse can be done every 21 days or so, right? So it's not a, you know, once and done, because it, what we're doing is we're looking to prevent long-term, but we're also looking to get rid of it. Now, if we start it early in the season, where it is, you know, first, once the ground is has thawed, right? That's when the leaves are starting to form, and it gets into the young buds and will absorb into the plant. So a thing like infuse would work. Do you know which product you're using from Monterey? Is it just their disease control, or is it?
It's a disease control. I have it. It's in the garage. And,
it's okay. Don't worry about it.
It is designed for the particular fungus that's on that plant. You know, I did a little research, and that particular fungicide was recommended. Copper fungicide was also recommended, but this was recommended as a superior control.
Okay. So let's do this. I want to answer this, and I want to explain a couple things on this. So we'll finish up on the other side of the break to give you the answer, because there's a couple products on here that I want to go over that will make sense. Everyone else, phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we're talking with Richard, and he has leaf spot on mountain laurel. He's been spraying with a Monterey product. Now, how often have you sprayed that product?
The product is the Monterey Complete Disease Control. It's a biofungicide, bactericide. Yep. And early in the spring, after I had pruned out the plant and cleaned it up and raked away all of the leaves that had fallen, I began on a 7-day repeat spray.
Okay.
But I've been away for 2 weeks, so now I've got to reinitiate that.
Yep.
But even with that early start, I was still seeing the growth of it. So I'm a little bit behind in this particular race.
Well, so it's going to start out that way unless we start to control it a little bit more. So realize this season you're probably going to have it, which you already do. But no matter what you've done, but it's controlling for next year, right? The leaf spot isn't necessarily going to kill the plant by any means. Sometimes it's just because of rainy springs, cold weather, and then the rain is sitting on the leaves causing this to happen as well. So I would continue to do this on get back into a 7-day span, because this product that you're using, the Complete Disease Control, being a biofungicide, but it is a bacillus, which means it's organic. So there's not as much of a residual to it. That's why you need to spray every 7 days, right? Because it doesn't sit there and last longer. If you were looking to do something that was non-organic to maybe try and control it a little bit quicker, stronger, that's when you would look at the product like Infuse from Bonide, which is a synthetic product. But it can actually last about 4 weeks on the plant. And so that's going to help it. Excuse me. What I would also look to do is all the things you've already done. At the end of the season, remove the leaves that are underneath it. Get rid of them. Don't keep them just so the spores don't sit on something. But, again, I think the spraying this year is going to help control next year. the longevity of it. So trying to get rid of it is going to be beneficial. But realize, though, that this isn't going to kill the tree or shrub. It's not going to harm it. It's just unsightly as well.
Okay. Just one last quick comment. I thank you for the extended time that you've
given. Yeah, no worries.
The bonide, that bonide infuse is a systemic.
Yep.
My question, do you recommend the spray or the granules?
So on this one, I would go with the spray.
Okay.
Because of the fact that we want to get the leaves themselves. And if you spray it to the point where there is drip, it'll go onto the soil below it, and it will help. I would make sure, you know, I spray everything on the plants, but I would also spray around it, right? In the, like, okay, a vicinity of, like, a 10 to 15-foot radius around it, so that any of the spores that could have, you know, flown or just moved by wind, it's going to get some of it. So I'd definitely spray all around it to help prevent it from getting on, A, anything else, but, B, overwintering in the soil easier. So I think that would work for you as well.
Okay. Patrick, thank you so much. You've been very generous with your time and your information. I appreciate it.
No problem, Richard. We're here to help, and we want to help until you don't have any more questions, so we appreciate it.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're about a minute from a break, so we'll keep on keeping on for a minute. We don't cut everybody off here. But we have some, definitely have about an hour and a half left to answer as many questions as possible. If you can't get through, you can send us an email. We'll do what we can to get back to you as soon as possible. But remember, it's May. We're all really busy having that conversation the other day. It's like May is like the craziest month of the season. So anyways, we're going to take a break. Phone number again, 855-660-4261. And we'll take a break. We'll get back. We'll come back right into your calls. So hang tight. See you in a couple.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multi-purpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone for has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
USA News Update. President Biden will be leaving the G7 summit early today, returning to the White House to continue negotiations on raising the debt ceiling. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has warned a U.S. default could happen as soon as June 1st if Congress doesn't act. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says the immigrant crisis is desperate in her state. She's now suggesting temporarily housing migrants at New York State and New York City college campuses this summer. It's another year without a Triple Crown winner.
That's because National Treasure with John Velasquez up rode to the finish line first at the Preakness on Saturday. Derby winner and favorite Mage came in third. I'm Jerry Barmash.
Minnesota will be the 23rd state to legalize recreational marijuana. Yesterday, the state Senate gave its final stamp of approval. The bill now heads to Governor Tim Walz's desk for a signature. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And before I get into a call, I just want you guys to think about something. There's insurance for everything. You looking for planting insurance? Well, it's easy. You can use that Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma. The Biotone Starter Plus is the ultimate starter plant food. The secret is a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and mycorrhizae fungi. The results, plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, flowers and vegetables flourish. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. And visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. All right, let's get into the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Catherine's in Methuen.
Catherine, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to ask you, I have a lot of potted plants.
Okay.
And I want to know, is it good to put small rocks at the bottom of the pots or not?
Yeah, no, I definitely think it is for multiple reasons. The main reason being is the aeration that it will provide. But another reason would be to, on the potted plants, to hold it down on the times where sometimes it, you know, we get hot weather and plants dry out and you can't get to it right away. Sometimes what ends up happening is all of a sudden the wind gets it and it just flies. The plant falls over, those types of things. But I think it's definitely beneficial for your potted plants to have that to keep it from tipping over and keep it the moisture where it needs to be. So I definitely agree.
Oh, thank you. And do those rocks, like, do they have to be those tiny little pebble type rocks or
no?
Okay.
No, any rock will do.
Okay. And as a gift for Mother's Day, I got a cherry tomato patio plant that's supposed to stay in the pot.
Yep.
How do you suggest fertilizing that?
So you could use multiple things. You could use a liquid form of like a tomato fertilizer. You could also use tomato tone without a problem on there. You just don't have to use as much. That's the big difference on it, because it's not in the ground. And the ground is not taking some of the nutrients away. So you don't have to use as much, right?
Okay. Well, I have that Neptune Harvest tomato.
Amazing. That's liquid. That is ideal.
Okay. And how many times, like a month, would you suggest fertilizing it?
So with Neptune's Harvest, you can actually fertilize every couple weeks.
Every 2 weeks or so.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's not a problem to do. It's not going to harm it. Just realize, and I'm sure you do, I mean, it's fish emulsion. Mm-hmm. So if you have any extra, use it up. Like if when you mix it in like a bucket,
yeah.
Don't let it sit, right? Because what it is it's obviously what's left of a fish. And so if it sits in a bucket, imagine the smell of rotting fish.
No, thank you.
Exactly. It's great for the plant. It's just not great to sit in a bucket. So make sure you use what you have. And just because if it says the tomato and veggie, doesn't necessarily mean it has to just go on the tomatoes. If you have extra, you can put it on a number of other plants.
Okay. And also, is it necessary to fertilize oregano, chives, and mint?
So it can help it. It obviously can. And you could use, in all honesty, that Neptune's Harvest fertilizer.
Okay.
Right. And I think it's only going to benefit your plants and allow them to get stronger, especially, you know, some of these herbs and veggies, we can have them last longer than one season. And if you're looking to have them, you know, grow inside during the winter months, fertilizing them now is going to help them later.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. Okay, because I do keep some of them inside. All righty. Thank you very much. I appreciate your taking my call. Thank you.
No problem. You have a great rest of your day, Catherine.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. We got more calls. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Tanya's in Haiti.
Tanya, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. Good morning.
Good morning.
To you. You helped me before when I called about my mother's magnolia and her hydrangea on Long Island. And so
yep.
She took the recommendations that you gave me, and things are improving. So thank
awesome.
You. I think the drought's over also. But I work here in Haiti, and in my neighbor's backyard, I noticed that his papaya tree is dying. And then I looked around where my gardener planted some small papaya trees for me. And they all have, I'm getting suspicious. I thought maybe because we had so much rain that it was like a nutrient deficiency or the soil was really acidic. But I'm starting to think it might be papaya mosaic virus, because the leaves are yellow and wilted and they're starting to curl. And I noticed on the mature tree in my neighbor's yard that the fruits are much smaller and there's only one or two of them where the whole trunk was covered with papayas. So I think for him, he's probably going to have to cut that down. But I've been pulling the thick leaves off of my tree, and I was looking online to see if there's any treatment, and I see two things. One, people saying, no, you have to cut the plant down and remove all the material, like you can't compost it. And then I've seen people from India saying that you can use like neem or some other oil that might I don't know if it's containing the virus, because I don't see the vector. I don't see any insects that could be transmitting it. But what can I do to save the baby plants?
Okay. So one of the things with neem is neem can be used as an insecticide, miticide, and fungicide.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a multi-purpose. So that's why I would say a number of people would use the neem product, right? Because it has so many different things on it. Now, one of the ways to treat anything is to help the plant become stronger and healthier.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things, other than control, is to fertilize and get that tree going stronger, right?
Okay.
And so what I would look to do would be use a product like a Protolizer from Natural Alternative, right? Not sure if they could ship it to you. I'm sure they could, definitely.
Yeah, we can get it.
What that is going to do is that is going to work with the trapped nutrients that are in the soil. In the soil that's in the nutrients that are already there, causing it to, causing the nutrients to kind of just go where they need to be, right? So a lot of people will say for control is obviously get rid of the leaves. Don't put them in a compost. Don't do anything along those lines. That's the easiest way. But for the longevity of it, and realizing maybe this year you're not going to consume the papaya, is use some sort of fungicide, right?
Okay.
Because eventually it can get so bad that, as you noticed, the other tree in your neighbor's property started to be stunted growth, stunted everything, everything was smaller. So we don't want to get to that point for you. So I would look at using a systemic type fungicide that would work well with it. Bonide has a product Infuse, which is a spray, but it is systemic. It absorbs into the plant and works that way. You could also look at using like a copper fungicide. That type of thing to make it better and stronger with the plant. The other thing that it could reach into was, it could be part of like a Phytophthora disease, which would mean the, excess rain or excess watering. But with the drought from last year and then maybe this spring having too much rain, that could be what could have happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd look at both of those options. But looking at the fertilization plus using Protolizer is going to help make that plant stronger because that Protolizer works with the fertilizer you're putting in, makes it more readily available, gets it to the plant the way you need it to be. So I definitely, that's what I would look at doing for these papayas.
Okay, and so you don't think it's a pH problem then? I don't need to get lime and put it around the tree or anything.
Well, so my question for you then would be, with the leaves, are they almost like, they almost look like skeletonized when they're yellowing? They start on the outside edges and then work their way in? Or is it just yellow in general?
The ones that I have are yellow in general. I didn't notice how it progressed with my neighbors, but they're curling, and that's what got my attention, because at first I thought, oh, they're yellowing because we've had too much rain, and they easily drop. And so I kind of picked them up just to make sure that, insects don't feed on them and then feed on other plants and transmit the virus. So,
okay. So the other option here is what I'd like to see you do is look at the plant a little closer and see if you see any mm-hmm. insects on it, because that could okay. cause it. There are insects that will go after papaya leaves and turn them yellow mm-hmm. and causing them okay. to curl. And sometimes okay. it's an aphid. Sometimes it's a spider mite. It could be any of those as well. So I want you to take a closer look to the plant and see if you can see any of those insects. And if that's the case, going back to that neem oil, like we were discussing, would be a fungicide / insecticide. So it would give basically two birds, one stone. You know what I mean? So I think that's what I would look at for that. But if you start to, what I would do is if you can, where the leaves are, kind of shake them a little bit with your hand. If you can reach them or shake the trunk a little bit. Because what will happen is just look real close. You'll be able to see if it's insects, little insects flying off. So if that's the case, that's when we want to look at a neem oil. I would still work on making sure that it is fertilized heavily, not heavily, but normally, with the bio, with the protolizer, because that is just going to make the plant stronger and be able to get through a drought if we have it again, and get through an insect infestation if that's the case as well.
Okay, that's what I'll do. And bonsai is spelled B-O-N-Z-A-I, is it?
Bonide, so it's bonide. B-O-N-I-D-E.
Oh, okay, B-O-N-I-D-E. And just quickly, I have a garden and it's mostly pumpkin and squash. What would be the best fertilizer for that?
So an all-purpose fertilizer would be all right, like a 10-10-10 would be great. You don't have to use a lot, but the amount that you do use will work on it. So I'd definitely do that, all right?
Thank you very much. Have a great
Thank
day.
Thank you, Tanya. You as well.
Bye.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Some more calls on the line. So Nathan, who's up next?
Shirley's in Swansea.
Shirley, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have some questions about vegetables here.
Sure.
Is wild asparagus edible? It's grown side the road, and it is really tall, and it's tender, and it's beautiful, and there's a lot of it. And I'm not sure if it would be edible or not.
I've read somewhere before that it isn't, but I think it is because it would just depend on the parts of the asparagus that would be edible. I'm trying to think. I know that the wild asparagus isn't as common, obviously, right? But I think you can use it almost in the same way. So what form is it in right now? Has it already gotten to almost like it's not a tree, but it's become a bigger shrub of it?
Well, most of it, it's about maybe over a foot tall.
Okay.
And the tips are closed up nice and tight, and the asparagus is tender because I broke off one.
Yep.
And it's nice and tender and green, and it's right beside the road. You can see it from the road. And there's a pile of rocks.
Yep.
And other, you know, little bits of shrub there. And it's just growing up right there.
Okay. So I did a little research while we were talking. The main shoot is the part that is edible. The rest of it is not.
Oh.
So it doesn't have as much of the highest sugar content and antioxidants as the regular cultivated types.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually commonly cultivated in the Mediterranean area. So it's definitely something you can use and eat. You know, I'd definitely take a look at, you know, the cooking mm-hmm. form of it. I wouldn't be something that I would just, like, you know, break off and eat there.
Yeah,
So I would look at some different types of way to cook it. But the main shoot is what they're saying is the edible part.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, I bought a tomato plant at a hardware store here.
Okay.
And about 4 weeks ago. And I kept it in the house, in the window, in the living room, and facing the west. And it's got a tomato on it.
Mm-hmm.
So what do I do? Is it still too cold to plant it outside? Or just, you know, I've been bringing it out during the daytime and in the sun, and then I bring it back in at night. But I don't know at this point because it's got the tomato on it.
Yeah, no, so I definitely think we're at that time frame where you can bring it outside.
Okay.
All right. You're in Swansea, Mass, right?
Yes, New Hampshire.
Oh, New Hampshire. So, yeah. Oh, okay. That changes it a little bit. Okay, so Swansea, New Hampshire is a little bit more, a little bit further north. So I would wait until after Memorial Day.
Okay. Yeah, cause okay. It is kind of cool here. Sometimes, even now, I'll turn my furnace on because it's so cold here in the house.
Yep.
And, but.
Yeah, I would. So you're probably like a half hour north of where I am.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just being able to put things out. I'd say you're probably like a week behind us. So I would wait until Memorial Day and then put everything out. And that's when you could kind of leave it.
Okay. I have had another question.
Sure. Here's what I want you to do. Hang tight for me because we're going into the break. We'll get to it right after the break. We'll be back.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you.